Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU tennis team. Kaylee Weston, a sophomore captain from Virginia. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was it like to finally get the season started again?
It was great. I mean, we had a lot of practices during the fall and then now since break, but it was finally great to see other players and finally get into that competitive atmosphere.
Is it hard when you're, I mean, a tennis team isn't that big in numbers, where you're playing the same people, it seems, over and over and over again, where you know exactly what they're going to do and they know exactly what you're going to do?
Yeah, it's difficult, but we're just going to have to work with it.
What has changed this year with a new coach?
I mean, I think he's a great guy and he knows a lot about tennis. Him and Beth are completely opposite, I think, but I think they both did a great job. I like playing for both of them.
Have the structure of practice changed at all? Are you working on any more, one thing in particular, or is it still so early in the year that you guys are working on everything?
We are working on quite a bit different things. It's kind of hard. We don't have an assistant coach right now, so coach has to do it all himself, but I think he's doing a great job with practices so far.
All right, you guys opened up with St. Mary's at home on Saturday. You got a win in number one singles. You lost then in doubles on Sunday. Which do you prefer, singles or doubles? Or doesn't it really matter?
It doesn't really matter to me because I just like playing tennis.
How much different tactically is it when you're playing with playing doubles and you've got another player and the both of you need to kind of be in sync or you're going to be running into each other?
Yeah, it's a lot different, but I liked who I played with. Well, I wouldn't mind playing with anyone on the team. But I think in doubles, it's easier to get. We pick each other up, so.
Both of your matches this weekend went to tiebreakers. How nerve-wracking is that?
It's hard because each point really counts, but it's what it is.
I mean, like I said, you played number one singles on Saturday and number one doubles and on Sunday. What's the order of a meet? Are number ones going first, number ones going last?
On Saturday, we played, well, our doubles all went out at one time, and then for singles, we did the bottom part of the lineup first, so I played last. But then Sunday, we did doubles first, and then singles went on right away, so it just kind of depends where we are.
Obviously, there's more pressure if you're playing last. Is it a little easier if you're not, or do you kind of like that pressure?
Doesn't really matter. I mean, if the meet all came down to me, I'd feel pretty pressured, but I just have to deal with that if that's what it came down to.
As a captain, what sorts of things is coach asking of you as far as in practice or away from practice with the rest of the team?
Just kind of bonding with everyone and leading by example, I think, being positive.
How many returners are there on the lineup and how many newcomers this year?
We have three returning players and five freshman newbies.
How wide-eyed and nervous were they this past weekend?
I think they did a great job. They all had really good matches, so I think everyone did great.
Again, congratulations on the award and good luck in the coming weeks.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU tennis team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.